Now, what did you say just before? I bet you, just before we went to the song, you said something like, now next, we're going to talk about something most, Ali's going to talk about something most men don't want to talk about. And I'm thinking, tell me that 99% of men weren't just thinking then, what's she going to talk about, premature ejaculation or something like that?
Well, I just let you. It's nothing to do with that at all.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
Zig family.
You're correct. I said to Bilko earlier today, I want to talk about directions. Now, obviously, you know, the old adage, a lot of men don't want to, never want to ask for directions. They don't want to admit defeat.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
My wife and my mum would agree.
Yeah, and you know what? It's been the same for me. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I agree with my, you know, former partners or whatever. Yeah, I think men never want to stop, pull over and ask for directions. Anyway, yesterday, as you know, Bilk's in the office, I asked one of our other colleagues for directions to a costume shop because we wanted to get something for this Friday night for Gimpy's Not So Young Talent Time. I wanted to get you looking schmick. Anyway, I thought to myself afterwards, he gave us directions and it was quite difficult because it was a bit hard to explain and, you know, so it took a little bit. And then in the end, I kind of was like, oh, it's all right, I'll find it. And as we were driving there to the costume shop, I thought to myself, you know, now with Google, I think that my colleague would have just thought, oh, God, can't you just Google it?
Yeah, but he's old school, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he is. But I'm the one that asked. Yeah. And I just thought, now, are you actually being a pain in the bum by asking someone for directions? Because we've all got Google on our phones, Google Maps, Apple Maps.
But if you're like me and don't carry your phone with you all the time, then that argument goes out the window a bit.
I mean, most people do have their phones on them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I thought, is asking for directions dead. You know what I mean? Because you can just in 2 seconds Google it and not waste someone else's time by having to ask.
But you'd miss out on human interaction. Here's a chance to meet someone brand new, someone who, you know, is maybe could become a friend for the rest of time, who could actually be your wing person.
Yeah, look,
down the track.
That's if you're asking someone you don't know. But you know what I'm saying. Like, I just thought to myself, after I'd asked, and it took him about a minute of his time to try and explain to me.
Yeah, I remember the explanation. Yeah,
yeah. I thought, you know what? I probably should have just Googled it myself rather than take up their time, because we've got this technology now. So why don't we use it? And I just wondered. Yeah, I wonder if I would think there wouldn't be anywhere near as many people asking for directions now. Do you still ask for directions, or have you're someone that doesn't like to do that?
Ness, my wife, has asked me to, if we've got caught in the past, to go and just ask that person. My mum has, and I used to get mortified. Mum would roll down the window and said, man, ask him about that. And I'm like, no, Mum, no. And so Mum would have to end up doing it. And, of course, Ness has asked me to do, I get embarrassed. It's just a male thing. As a man, you feel like you should know to hunter and gather and lead your family to safety.
Yeah.
So, I've never asked. I've been too proud. So I've actually spent more time
looking in Refidexes and things.
Back in the day. And, of course, I could never follow those.
Yeah.
Or I've got a sense of an idea where it is. Oh, it's over there somewhere in that street. But I end up looking for half an hour, going up and down, up. But when we did our photo shoot, I was trying to look for the other place where they were doing that. I was going up and down trying to find the address.
I wish we hadn't have found it.
Yeah. And in the end, I think I rang the guy and said, can you stand outside the front of your office?
You
and he waved at me, yeah. But I was so proud, I never actually wound down the window and asked someone. I found it myself.
I don't think that's anything to necessarily be proud of. I've always just go in and say, hey, you know, can you tell me which way to this or that? But, now with Google, I mean, unless you don't have reception or your battery's dead, realistically, you probably shouldn't take up someone else's time, should you? Anyway, I just thought, are asking for directions dead?
Drew, do you agree?
I've got a little story for you. It's sort of about directions.
Yep. Yeah.
I was travelling south on a main road in the city where it's all square grid.
Yep.
And my wife has got the printed paper map in her hands and she has problems reading upside down. So she's turned the map around.
Yep.
And, of course, maps are printed with north oriented to the top.
Yep.
And we get to the street she's going to and she said, turn right, and I turned left. She said, I said, turn right. I said, I know, but you got the map upside down.
Oh, and you've called her out for that. Did she know it was upside down, or was it just... Well, surely she should have seen the words upside down, you would have thought.
Well, she knew she was holding the map what she thought was the right way up.
Oh, okay. It's a wonder you can tell the
tale.
Look,
isn't it funny? I mean, some people are just totally hopeless with directions, and others it's just easy as.
Yep. Yeah, I was out on Flood Road in Monkland, and we had an old gentleman out there. He was lost. He was actually trying to find the McClintock's fuel depot on Bath Terrace.
Mm-hmm. Way off base.
Well and truly out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Was he trying to GPS it or just sniffing his way?
Well, he didn't have a smartphone.
Right.
So I tried giving him directions. And he ended up following me and gave up halfway and took off down Brisbane Road.
Oh.
Good on you, Drew. I love that story.
Thanks, Drew.
What about Phil? Come on, mate. Directions, mate. Do you ask? Are you happy to ask or do you use your smartphone?
No, mate. No, I wouldn't have a clue how to do it, Booker. I always ask, mate.
Oh, good on you, Phil.
He's not too proud.
My neighbour rang me last night across the road and she said to me, she said, darling, she said, would you, it's my day off tomorrow, would you mind pitting a round bale of hay up for me? I said, whereabouts is it, darling? She turned around and she said, Sexton. I said, where the bloody old Sexton? She said, doesn't matter. She said, I'll take the kids to school, go to the bank, come back, and I'll come with you.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, there you go. You got the nice company. Is she single?
Yeah, love, yeah. Yeah, but I treat her like as a sister.
Oh, that's nice. That's
yeah,
nice.
She's 30, but, you know, I treat her as a sister. I just treat her as family.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful, Phil.
Yeah, but another guy, I tried to find this place. I was buying something anyway. I tried to find this place, and I pulled up to this house, and I went and knocked on the door, and I could smell something cooking.
Mm.
And anyway, he came out, and he said, yeah, mate. He said, can I help you? I asked him this address. He said, yeah, no worries. He said, but hang on a minute. He said, I'll go in and I'll draw you a map. So he come out with a pen and a piece of paper and he drew me a map, you know, to get to this place, you know. Anyway, I said, gee, something smells nice in there. He said, yeah, the wife's cooking a roast.
Did you invite yourself, mate?
No. He said to me, he said, if you get lost, he said, just come back. He said, you can have a roast with us.
Oh, yeah, good, Zach.
So did you pretend you were lost and go back?
No, darling, no.
Oh,
I said I wouldn't intrude in the family.
See, it's all about the human connection. That's why you ask for directions. Phil, you've schooled us beautifully, mate. Always
And he always
ask.
Does. He's so wise. He's like our guru Swami. Love that about him.
I love you, Phil. So asking for directions doesn't sound like it is a lost art. If you need help, don't be too afraid to ask. Don't rely on that bloody technology all the time.
Exactly.